Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Prasad Kaipa is here, ladies and gentlemen. Prasad is a CEO advisor and a coach. He was a founding executive director of the Center for Leadership, Innovation, and Change at the Indian School of Business. He is the co-author of a new book called From Smart to Wise, and he's here to talk to us about how to act and lead with wisdom. Prasad Kaipa, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. I was talking to the audience before you got here about wisdom, about being wise, mm-hmm. and I said to them, you know, as they get older, as they grow as business owners. Yep. They'll value wisdom more than maybe the knowledge as they go along. And I asked this question, can we seek wisdom? Or is it just something that we have or we don't have? What do you think?
It is something that you actively seek it. Because even though it comes as a part of our package when we are born, and somehow along the way, we beat the wisdom out of each other. Because of conditioning or because of what happens in our life. I think when we reflect on the world around us and then introspect inside on what we are doing with the intelligence that we got, and when we use that intelligence for the larger good, we do become wise. So definitely I feel something it is what we seek, not just what we are given.
Mm-hmm. Are some people, is it true that some people are naturally wiser than others?
I would say some people act wisely and act wiser than others because they have practiced reflection and introspection.
Mm-hmm.
And they have not just been doing whatever they got for their own self-interest. They are good at applying their common sense and wisdom for a larger good, mm-hmm. and that helps them to act wisely.
Is that so? Are you saying that one of the ways to seek wisdom is through introspection?
Definitely. I think introspection on inside and develop self-awareness, and then second is to reflect on the context. That means same thing, like for example, Ron Johnson, who helped Steve Jobs to create the Apple stores,
right,
and make them the best kind of stores that make money, more money per square feet than anything else. But at the same time, same Ron Johnson, when he became the CEO of JCPenney, he tried to apply the same set of principles that made Apple store famous,
mm-hmm.
in JCPenney, and he failed miserably,
mm-hmm.
and about a couple of months ago, he got fired. So that means you can't actually apply same set of principle without discernment and not knowing the context outside.
I've seen that happen before. I've seen entrepreneurs create something, mm-hmm. from nothing,
yeah.
build it right. into something huge, sell it for a bundle,
yeah.
then think that they were so smart. They moved over to another venture, and as they thought they were so smart, literally blew through all the money that they had made on the previous project on the new one because they didn't realize that they were in a different world. They thought it was all about them.
Exactly. They do that. That's what I call core incompetence. You know,
yeah.
like mm-hmm. once you become successful, you think that is about you and it is about your strength. And then they use the same recipe Mm-hmm. Same winning formula again and again without thinking through and reflecting on the world that has changed. And that's when their foot gets nailed to the floor and they just try to repeat the success and they fail miserably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So talk to us about talked about self-awareness a minute ago. I also mm-hmm. use the term self-analysis. When I was, yeah. I've told my audience before that many years ago, decades ago, Xerox, in their sales training program, which was outstanding, taught mm-hmm. me to do self-analysis. And what I learned mm-hmm. was that every post-sales call analysis was mm-hmm. a pre-sales call analysis. In other words, if I did a self-analysis coming out of a call, that was a setup for my next call.
Exactly. I completely agree. So sometimes when we can step outside what happened and don't blame for a failure, that failure can become a stepping stone mm-hmm. to a much bigger success. But if we try to feel bad or kind of assume blame or blame other people, then the learning in that failure is lost, and then that will lead to further failure.
Can we say...
So the self-analysis is great.
Can we say, Prasad, that maybe it's not... Maybe being... If you don't accept that you're not perfect, you can't be wise. I mean, you must accept that you don't have all the answers. If you feel that you're so smart that mm-hmm. you almost preclude acquiring wisdom.
Yeah, I agree with you. There is a woman called Carol Dweck. She's a professor in Stanford. She wrote the book called Mindset.
Uh-huh.
She talks about if you have the expert mindset, I know this. Mm-hmm. I know it all. Mm-hmm. And she says, once you think that you are smart, once you think that you are an expert, you stop learning, you stop looking, you stop listening to your customers, mm-hmm. to the best wishers. So in that context, whatever you think you know, whatever you think you got it, whatever you think you smart, that is the one that bites your behind.
Mm-hmm.
And that has happened to Leah.
Is that one of the Eastern wisdom proverbs, Prasad, that it'll bite you in the behind? Did you get that from the Upanishads? That's in the Upanishads, isn't it, Prasad?
Yes, it is.
We're going to take a quick break. Prasad Kaipa is our guest, folks, and we're learning about wisdom. The book is called From Smart to Wise, and Navi Raju is his co-author. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.